From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An accusation from Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, is suggesting that the United States wants to dominate international relations, but he says his government is, quoting now, always open to cooperation. Mr. Putin spoke Thursday in a live question-and-answer session on Russian television. Thousands of people marched through the South African city of Durban on Thursday to protest recent anti-immigration violence. The violence left five people dead and thousands displaced. Meanwhile, in a suburb of Johannesburg, police fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse a crowd of anti-immigrant protesters aiming to attack foreign-owned shops.
얼마 전 세월호 선체 인양이
That's South Korean President Park Geun-hye. She is vowing to raise the Sewol ferry, agreeing to a key demand of the families of the 304 people who died when the vessel sank last year. The president's comments came in a speech Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of the sinking of the overcrowded ship. Al-Qaeda militants have taken control of a major airport in Yemen's southern city of Mukalla. Officials say the Al-Qaeda fighters faced little resistance. A major oil terminal in southern Yemen also fell under control of the militants. Negotiators from Iran and a group of other nations will hold their next round of talks on Iran's nuclear program next week in Vienna. The European Union Thursday announced the April 22nd and 23rd talks. The two sides will be working on taking the framework agreement they crafted earlier this month and turning it into a final accord by their June 30th deadline. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants pounded the Iraqi government security compound in the center of Anbar province's capital, Ramadi, on Thursday, as the governor there calls for reinforcements and arms. Edward Uranian reports.
Islamic State militants mounted waves of attacks on Ramadi's heavily fortified security zone overnight and into the day Thursday, using suicide car bombs against defenders of the city center. Anbar council member Salah Fehdawi warned that Ramadi was in danger of falling. Provincial governor Suhaib Rawi also pleaded with both the Iraqi government and neighboring states to help prevent Anbar province from falling into the hands of Islamic State militants. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
President Vladimir Putin of Russia painted a rosy picture of his country's economy on Thursday. During a four-hour call-in program, Mr. Putin said the Russian economy, predicted by its central bank to contract by as much as 4% this year, could advance again in less than 2 years. That is faster than he predicted when the United States and European nations first announced sanctions last year. The International Monetary Fund is forecasting a recession in Russia this year. A prominent Ukrainian journalist known for his pro-Russian views has been fatally shot. Ukraine's Interior Ministry said in an online statement that Oles Buzina, chief editor of the newspaper Segodnya, which means today, was shot near his home in Kiev by two masked gunmen. On Wednesday, Oleh Kalashnikov, a former lawmaker loyal to pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych, was killed in a similar attack outside his apartment in Ukraine's capital. President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday it was evident that these crimes have the same origin and called for an immediate and transparent investigation. Authorities leading the hunt for a missing Malaysian jetliner say they are prepared to double the current search zone for in the Indian Ocean if nothing is found there soon. At a news conference Thursday in Kuala Lumpur, Chinese, Australian, and Malaysian officials said 61% of the original 60,000 square kilometer search zone has been scoured, with so far no signs of the plane. Azerbaijan sentenced a human rights activist to 6.5 years in a prison colony Thursday on business-related charges. A court in the capital, Baku, found Rasful Jafarov guilty on charges of embezzlement, illegal entrepreneurship, tax evasion, abuse of power, and forgery committed by a civil servant. He had denied all of those allegations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.